Those were the years after the ice caps had melted because of the greenhouse gases. And the oceans had risen to drown so many cities along all the shorelines of the world. Amsterdam, Venice, New York, forever lost. Millions of people were displaced. Climate became chaotic. Hundreds of millions of people starved in poorer countries. Elsewhere, a high degree of prosperity survived when most governments in the developed world introduced legal sanctions to strictly licensed pregnancies. Which was why robots, who were never hungry and who did not consume resources beyond those of their first manufacture, were so essential an economic link in the chainmail of society.
To create an artificial being has been the dream of man since the birth of science. Not merely the beginning of the modern age, when our forebears astonished the world with the first thinking machines, primitive monsters that could play chess. How far we have come. The artificial being is a reality, a perfect simulacrum, articulated in limb, articulate in speech, and not lacking in human response. And even pain memory response. How did that make you feel? Angry? Shocked?
I don't understand.
What did I do to your feelings?
You did it to my hand.
Aye. There's the rub. Undress. At Cybertronics of New Jersey, the artificial being has reached its highest form. Universally adopted mecha, the basis for hundreds of models serving the human race in all the multiplicity of daily life. That's far enough. But we have no reason to congratulate ourselves. We are, rightly, proud of it. But what does it amount to? Sheila, open. A sensory toy with intelligent behavioral circuits. Using neuron sequencing technology as old as I am. I believe that my work on mapping the impulse pathways in a single neuron can enable us to construct a mecha of a qualitatively different order. I propose that we build a robot who can love.
Love.
But we ship thousands of lover models every month.
Of course. Your own best customer, Shiachi-sama.
Quality control is very important.
Tell me, what is love?
Love is first widening my eyes a little bit and quickening my breathing a little and warming my skin and touching...
And so on. Exactly so. Thank you, Sheila. But I wasn't referring to sensuality simulators. The word that I used was love. Love like the love of a child for its parents. I propose that we build a robot child who can love, a robot child who will genuinely love the parent or parents it imprints on with a love that will never end.
A child substitute mecha.
But a mecha with a mind, with neuronal feedback. You see, what I'm suggesting is that love will be the key by which they acquire a kind of subconscious, never before achieved, an inner world of metaphor, of intuition, of self-motivated reasoning, of dreams.
A robot that dreams.
Yes.
How exactly do we pull this off?
You know, it occurs to me, with all this animus existing against mechas today, it isn't simply a question of creating a robot who can love, but isn't the real conundrum Can you get a human to love them back?
Ours will be a perfect child caught in a freeze frame, always loving, never ill, never changing, with all the childless couples yearning in vain for a license. Our little Mecca will not only open up a completely new market, it will fill a great human need.
But you haven't answered my question. If a robot could genuinely love a person, what responsibility does that person hold toward that Mecca in return? It's a moral question, isn't it?
The oldest one of all. But in the beginning, didn't God create Adam to love him?